bit of shared need here in the sugar industry. I mean, you know, I know there's a lot of history of conflict there, but, you know, when you sit down and think about it, the millers need the growers and the growers need the millers, and they all sat around a room and had a discussion which started from that point.
Has the mediation broken down completely now?
I would like to think not. You know, I think the necessity of, you know, the legislation which is about to be debated in Parliament, you know, has probably put a bit of a halt to the discussion, but, you know, perhaps it could continue after that.
But is it the legislation or the fact that the Australian Sugar Milling Council went public with their proposal to growers last week? It prompted this response from the cane growers chairman, Paul Skembury. Just take a listen.
To a large extent torpedoed where I thought we were at. We had maintained lines of communication. We had one or two discussions last week, that's well known. Certainly we were working on proposals. We had asked the mills to have a look at our proposal, but obviously this morning a deadline was issued. We were asked to sign on to an agreement. We needed to consider the matter more. We've got a lot of people we need to consult with. Ultimately, they've gone for the doctor and have sought to obviously retail their proposal in the public space. We think that destroys a lot of trust between the parties.
Paul Skembury from cane growers saying that that has destroyed a lot of trust, the move from the Australian Sugar Milling Council late last week. Mike Logan, on hearing that, is there any hope that negotiations can at all restart?
Well, you know, I think there is. The two proposals put by each side were well considered. And you've got a feel for Paul there. You know, he's got a very difficult sort of collection of people to talk to. They're spread from one end of Queensland to the other. And it's not a decision that he can make without their endorsement. I think he's doing what he needs to do, which is have a good conversation with the cane growers across the state. And I think in that statement there, he's asking for, you know, a bit of time to be able to do that.
But if there's no trust, can anything really happen?
Well, you know, I think that it was deemed that there was no trust before this conversation began, and those two groups built some trust, and they built what I thought was a reasonably good conversation.
Was the Milling Council out of line taking its proposal public?
I wouldn't say on that. That's not my place. That's out of my.
But as a mediator, would you have advised them to do that? You're the guy that had been trusted by both parties to facilitate the discussion, to provide that mediation. Looking back and hearing those comments from Paul Skembury, was the Milling Council out of line to go public?
Well, again, I was the mediator and not their communication consultant. You know, we were bringing them all into the room to try and talk, and we were going very well. I wouldn't comment further than that. That's unfair.
Mike Logan, do you feel that both parties were giving ground?
Yeah, I do, actually. They were very good. They were having a very rational discussion, and whilst neither side's going to get 100% of what they want, you know, if one side gets 100% and one side gets 50%, well, that's not going to work. But, you know, I thought they were working on both sides getting 85% of what they wanted. And then, you know, there's a shared agreement about where the industry needed to go in the future and how we can continue to support these, you know, Queensland communities that are dependent on the sugar industry, but also, you know, these markets around the world that really want to buy that good product. So after you come to some sort of agreement here, you know, then where do they take the industry? And there seemed to be a really positive discussion about where they wanted to go. It was collegiate and collective, and I was very happy with it.
Collegiate and collective, perhaps, until the events of late last week. The legislation that goes to a vote, has it acted as an incentive or disincentive in your mind, Mike Logan, for those parties to come to some sort of mediated outcome?
Well, I think it was a real incentive. I think the legislation did bring the two parties together, and if the legislation wanted to claim a victory, it could claim that. You know, the two parties were in the room and having a good conversation. And it was a good conversation.
Mike Logan, since there is no clear outcome from that mediation, do you feel that you have done your job? Do you feel that you can tick the box, or do you feel a sense of failure?
No, I think it's a continuum. I think there's more to do. I don't feel like I've succeeded or failed as yet.